Hello, and welcome to the Insecure Podcast. We're talking about season 5, episode 4, Faulty, okay? This episode was written by Sarita Singleton, who got her start as a writer's assistant in season 2, script coordinator in season 3. She's a story editor now, and she's writing on this season, specifically this episode. So, congratulations. And this episode was directed by Mo Marabou, who's been around for a minute, done a lot of other stuff in space as well. Mr. Euro Garrett, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm feeling good. Can't complain. How about yourself, sir?
I'm doing good, doing good. So we were talking last week about where this episode might take place time-wise, and we weren't sure if it was going to jump ahead or be way in the future or a year later. Looks like it's only like a week or so after the last episode where Issa was crying in Nathan's mouth.
It's a beach
I think it's
party.
actually at least a week later. So we see folks at the beach. We see folks putting their suntan lotion on so they don't burn. Very, very simple. But
Yes,
we don't always need to do
because dark skinned people use suntan lotion as well.
that. But you know what? This is not something I knew as a kid. I went camping one time and I got my whole face burned and I looked like the mummy. Whole face. It was a complete disaster.
Yeah, because my lady is into swimming. She gave me that lesson when we first started dating. So I am like pro suntan lotion. I put it on. I put it on thick.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
So we see the gang back together. We got Issa, Molly, and Kelly. Everyone's back together. Molly's still working out her relationship issues, but she seems okay. Kelly is still not drinking, so we know that this is a life choice at this point, it seems like.
Also, it seems like Molly's having a lot of fun.
Yeah, Molly is definitely not. We're not seeing last season Molly. We're not seeing beginning of the season Molly, year ago Molly. This is a Molly who seems really comfortable in herself. It's different.
And yeah, Issa's a little bit awkward with Nathan at the beginning.
Which, I mean, is on brand, right? Incredibly on brand. She's where she kind of tries to throw some jokes. She had a good line on there where what she say? I should ask him what my tears taste like. Salty. And then also we get to meet some of Nathan's friends. I like that the two homeboys. Homeboy was like, "Man, everyone's out here frolicking. I don't even know we frolicked." Another
Don't
homeboy
forget,
was like, "I was frolicking yesterday."
and don't forget the home girl that made the episode a whole lot more interesting.
Yes, from homegirl from the barbershop. Who quickly realized that they were not using suntan lotion. They were using, as she said, regular ass Aveeno. So I'm glad we got all the skincare tips out of the way. Homeboy not doing his back. Just
Yo, but
all that.
as any millennial beach party, something goes wrong, and that includes the food.
First
The
thing to go wrong, literally the first thing.
first thing to go
Because
wrong is the food.
Nathan was talking about meat for the grill, and he's clearly talking about traditional barbecue. And what did homeboy show up with?
A box of pizza, boxes of pizza, boxes of Domino's.
Dominoes too, man. Like, come
Someone
on.
was cutting corners on the price, trying to get that 5 for 5.
Yeah, I mean he could have rolled up with Little Caesars. I mean, he put a little bit of effort into it.
And then the dropping of the pizza, and then he picks it up and brushes it off.
Oh, can we talk about the earthquake? Because I mean, it was nice to see like an earthquake on an LA-based show,
I
and
know,
seeing like a different reaction where it's not like catastrophic La Brea nonsense with dinosaurs. It was
right?
folks. There's like two kind of earthquake reactions you get in LA. It's either abject terror and running, or yeah, this happens all the time. So.
It's like, okay, whatever. I'm alive. Okay, let's
I'm
roll.
alive.
This Or
Homeboy
if
took
you're
his
really,
pizza, went to the water, enjoyed the quake.
or if you're really from LA, you just sleep through
Yes. I
it.
like to tell people I don't get out of bed for anything under a five. You can miss me with that 3.1, 4.2. I ain't get out of bed. I'm sorry. If nothing falls
Absolutely.
down, I ain't, I'm sorry.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how I feel. 100%.
Although one time we had there was an earthquake and the kids were in the pool and we're staring at the pool and I'm noticing there's waves in the pool. I was like, wait a minute. Get out the pool. Get out the pool.
I heard that. I heard that. But yeah, clearly they decide to also do something that's very millennial in LA and transfer over to Sharky's.
Yes, let's why don't you tell the audience about Sharky's from a local perspective, sir.
Sharky's is pretty much where you go to kind of like turn up like a club, but you don't. It's like a club. You can get drunk. You can get as many shots as possible, even though technically at Sharky's, they don't use glass. They use plastic. They use plastic cups.
Oh, so they got those plastic margarita cups?
Yeah, they got the plastic shot cups and the margarita cups. Yeah, there's no glass there. Yeah, there's too many accidents. Wait, there's too many accidents possible.
Clearly, they know better.
I have funny friends that pretty much possibly go to Sharky's at least every other weekend.
Let's talk
That
about
or
Risha real quick, too, because Issa's, first of all, she's already awkward with Nathan. Then, once Risha shows up, now she's getting a little jealous and trying to figure out what's going on with Risha and Nathan. We quickly realize in the car that Risha's nothing to worry about as far as Nathan's concerned.
We all
And
know
Kim.
Arisha. We all know Arisha.
Oh yeah, everybody know Risha.
We know Arisha. But the funny part to me is when she was in the car, when Issa was in the car and she was on Twitter and she saw old dude from previous episodes
Oh yeah.
talking best on Twitter, and then she yells, "Oh fuck." And then she was like, "I love this song." Well, that song is from this Chicago, black Chicago rock artist. Her name is Serena Isoma. She's on
Okay.
AWOL, which is the same label with like Little Sims and Henshaw, all of that. So she pretty much makes some really great kind of LGBTQ plus rock music.
Okay.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. But yeah, she went on Twitter and was kind of excited about that, which was hilarious. But yeah, that part was hilarious. That part was hilarious.
Yes. And also, like, I like how Molly just doesn't have time for the like the back and forth and what's going on. She just straight up like, "Are you two smashing?" "No, we're not." "Yeah, Issa, they're not smashing, okay?" Like on another show, they would have drawn that out for another rest of the episode, and Molly's like,
Yeah,
"No,
that
we
was
don't
a
have time
quick,
for all
yeah.
that."
The way Molly did that was so smooth. It was so
Yeah.
smooth.
Molly's not playing. Molly's about her business too, even in the even to try to sort something out for her homegirl.
Yeah, that was smooth. That was smooth. But then we get introduced to Nathan's cousins.
Yeah, and that's this. You know what? As much as this episode was like kind of Issa focused, I actually feel like it was really a Nathan episode, like on the
Yeah.
low key, considering he's never really, they've never put that much time into him,
Yeah, to
because he's
his
always kind of like
history.
a second tier character in a way.
Yeah.
So it
Yeah,
was
but
interesting getting that much backstory with Nathan. We see Nathan
yeah.
hanging out with his homeboys, and then, like you
Yeah.
said, then we meet his cousin, and we get like really the other side of everything that happened with Nathan
Yeah,
and Issa before.
which adds a great context to their relationship as well.
Yeah, and it was real awkward when, homeboy was like, his cousin and his wife keep talking about like Nathan ghosting on him. I'm like,
Yeah,
oh,
because
because you could already see the like light coming on in Issa's head, like, oh, he got y'all.
yeah, didn't I think the wife said something to the effect of him being on a milk carton?
Yeah. She 100% did. I was like, okay. So it was good to kind of get some context and some backstory. Also, it was funny to hear like Nathan talking to his homeboys, because that literally sounded like the conversation we had last week
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
about the crying in the mouth. Nathan
Yeah.
not
Oh
really
yeah,
being there for all
that's
that.
definitely a conversation I'd probably have with my friends as well. That whole conversation is definitely a conversation we've definitely had with friends. Also, Kelly not drinking, her making the drink for Issa before Sharky's hilarious. Hilarious.
Yeah, doing that drinking by proxy too. You're like, look, I'm just gonna make sure that you're taken care of.
Yep, pretty much. That's what a good friend does. That's what
Let's
a
take a
good
break
friend.
real quick. Let's talk about Crenshaw and Koya when we get back. Take a quick break and come right back. Okay, we're back. So Crenshaw is still talking mess, and like this has been like, I
Twitter
mean, we're
thugging.
what, 4 episodes in, and he's still like running her name through the mud. I'm real curious how this is gonna come to a head, but I don't see anything good. I don't see him backing down at all. So I'm a little concerned.
However, watching her nosebleed over it. Yeah, watching her
Koya's got a backstory.
Koya
Koya seems real low key, super
nose.
about it. So I want to know more about Koya.
I'm like, was that anxiety that was
I don't know, stress, anxiety, something.
that
It seems like something she's dealt with before. So.
nosebleed? Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Also with Risha and Kelly, I was not expecting them to bond like they did. Those two were like sisters by the end of the episode.
Spiritual sisters are probably like after the episode, they're probably lighting candles, doing some crystals.
Eat more taquitos.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can we talk about Nathan's homeboy and his cat? Because he was like, yo, I gotta take care of this cat. And Molly
was like, yeah,
didn't have the
Molly was
time or
like,
the energy for that.
Not at all. Not at all. But she had time for the dude that got her to the Jason Derulo
Yes.
party,
And whoever their homeboy is, I want to see more of that dude too, because he was
though.
hilarious.
But we've all been there. We've all been to the mansion party where we try to call somebody to get us in, and you bring
See,
like
for
three,
me,
four people.
that's me. That's the Comic-Con party where you got you yourself and the person you were standing next to in, and then somebody texts you the minute you walk in. Hey, can you get us in too?
And then you get them through the back door. You get them through the exit, walking around with no wristband. So you got to get the drinks. You got to get drinks for the homies who don't got the wristband.
I got I we did the I remember I went to a show, some friends show at some club downtown, and once we realized we were down there, the homeboy that brought us down there was like, okay, they can't find any of our names on the list, and he literally waited for a security guide to kind of turn his back from one door, and one by one we went in, and two of us were not quick enough at trying to look busy, and they're like, hey, you two, back out. So bad time.
I mean, hey, you know, hey, a Jason Derulo party is definitely possibly a great way to get at Molly, though, on the first impression.
Yeah,
She was like,
she was
peace out,
definitely
y'all.
about
She was like, peace out, y'all.
it. She got herself in. Hey, she did try to hook them up and try to get them in too.
And then that's when we get back to Nathan, and we hear.
Yeah, so what we find out is that, Nathan had the prior manic episode and was, not, staying with his cousin, and his cousin had family and was getting a little worried about the way he was acting and kind of tripping and everything. And you said, I think you said he was leaving the doors open and kind of coming in and out and all kinds of stuff. So we kind of get the other side of it. Because from Issa's side, she just seen he was there and then he bounced. And then he kind of gave her a tiny bit of backstory when he came back. And that was kind of it.
But it's definitely a good mention on like just those type of mental health issues
Yeah.
that people don't understand.
And also kind of the stigma, the like the long-term stigma that goes with that. This is obviously, you get the impression this was years ago. Like this doesn't seem like a week ago. And the fact that Issa didn't even know this cousin existed or that he had any family. Because, I mean, he always talked about Texas like that was where all his family was and everything. So,
Yeah. Because they were staying out in the valley, or they were staying, their cousins were.
no, they said something like one, I think it was one of the beach cities.
But
So.
yeah, it's definitely good to get that understanding and backstory on Nathan, because now definitely he's a lot more interesting outside of, serving as the love interest. He feels a bit
Yeah.
more at this time.
Yeah, you feel like you're really getting a fuller picture of Nathan. So, and notice I didn't even call him Nance for one time this episode. As Kelly would say, that's growth. That's growth. So we kind of get a fuller picture. We kind of see that where he's at. Also, I want to shout out, it was kind of dope to hear Mike Jones back then. That was a nice little throwback there.
I know, right? Roxby, what, 2004, 2005?
Yep.
Good times, good times, good times for that. Split the house.
So what we see, not everybody gets in the party. Nathan and his cousin have a little talk, and Nathan's cousin really gives him the backstory on kind of why they kicked him out, and it seems like it was really done partially because of them not feeling comfortable with him and the kids, and also responsibility issues. But it's in order to kind of maintain the relationship, they kind of blamed it on his spouse, which was kind of whatever. That was kind of a weird move, but it seemed
That
I
makes sense
see it.
though. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, when all else fails, hey, my lady, she got an issue. Because you gotta respond better to be like, yeah, my lady got an issue. You're
Yeah.
just gonna respond better. You're gonna respond a lot better to that. So
Yeah.
I get the reason and why. I get the reason.
But it was good that his cousin, got straight with him and kind of talked to him about it. At least now he knows where he's coming from, and but you can see the cousin is still, talking about him like, well, I know you're gonna bounce, and like he's still, people are clearly still judging him as the old Nathan, and it's gonna be interesting to see how he reacts going forward. Like, does he kind of go back into his shell, or does he kind of is he able to kind of hold his head up and push
Yeah,
through it?
and then what did that happen when, him and Issa get further and further into their relationship? Is he gonna bounce and, if something goes bad, or what does that look like?
Yeah, definitely. Like, does this it'll be interesting to see how it affects the two of them, and they're already in a super duper awkward place anyways.
Yeah, because that last shot was beautiful.
Yeah, it was. I'm telling you, the cinematography, the clothing design, the just the hair, Issa's hair super on point. I mean,
Absolutely.
they're bringing you like top for this being a comedy, essentially. This is like one of the best looking comedies on TV, one of the best
Absolutely.
produced, what best written comedies. It's the quality of production is especially this season is
And
amazing.
this is the last season.
Yeah. We're getting black excellence. We're really getting black
Oh yeah, oh
excellence.
absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this affects a relationship. Where do you think we're time-wise? Because we still got this lost, flash forward stuff going on. Where do you think we're going to wind up time-wise after this?
I think we're gonna end up with Issa and trying to figure out what's going on with Twitter Thug.
Yeah, Crenshaw, she's gonna. It
Crenshaw.
definitely has to come to a head with Crenshaw, because he's still out there being reckless. He's out there posting her DMs. Like, he's feeling foul.
I was like, once you start posting DMs, yeah, all bets are off.
Although next episode looks like it's going to be focused on Molly as well, and her family, but and a little more of Issa and Nathan. But I'm real curious if we get a little more of this Crenshaw versus the Block. Please.
And is this a wrap for the and is this a wrap for the Lawrence and
I mean, look here.
Condoleezza?
We're at episode four. Next week's episode. I mean, we're literally at the halfway point. So we know I don't see anything. Doesn't look like we're seeing Lawrence next week. And after that, there are three more episodes. Three more 30-minute episodes.
But I need to,
Not 60, not 90, 30-minute
I
episodes.
know, right? Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I need. Yeah, I'm definitely super interested in where this Crenshaw situation is coming. That was
Man, it, man.
foul.
I mean, I, you know, we've all dealt with that dude too, where, like, you know, you can't change my vision. Like, well, like, and I get that. Two artist types who can work with people, two artist types that can't work with people.
Who just can't do it. Yeah, who just
He's
can't do
like,
it. They can't pull it together.
yeah, and him kind of continuing to take shots at her is, you know, unnecessary.
We'll see. We'll see. We got what? How many episodes? What? Five episodes left?
Yeah, we're on four, so we got four more left.
Four more left. Yeah. Four more left.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, I think we can wrap it up from there. Mr. Earl Garrett, where can we find you online?
Yes, EuroG.com, Instagram, EuroG323, Twitter, EuroG, KBLA 1580, Saturdays at 4, Lyric Lounge with Tasha Till and Euro. I'm around.
There you go. There you go. Hey, you can find us at Smothered Potato on Twitter. You can find me at Ahmad Childress. You can find Miss Jacqueline Coley at That Jacqueline. Check us out. More episodes to come.